Pope Benedict says he's coming to Africa to address what he calls the continent's enormous potential and its painful wounds of hunger, sickness, injustice, and violence. In Cameroon, human rights activists hope that message includes mention of what Amnesty International calls extrajudicial execution, arbitrary arrest, torture, and unlawful detention by President Biya's government to repress political dissent. The advocacy group Progressive Initiative for Cameroon says the Pope's visit will be a disappointment if he does not openly denounce what it calls human rights abuses, bad governance, corruption, and undemocratic practices, including President Biya's changing the constitution to extend his 26 years in power. Film director Mfu Ebenezer says previous visits by Pope John Paul II in 1985 and 1995 did not change the government's approach to human rights.
Others have come and nothing has actually changed.
And Ebenezer expects little change from President Biya after this papal visit either.
You know, our head of state, when he took over power, we said, okay, you know, a Christian taking over power from a Muslim and being a Catholic himself. But, you know, in all his speeches, I've never heard him pronounce the word Jesus, God, maybe say God bless Cameroon. We have hard-hearted politicians who are refusing, you know, to take the wind of change.
While in Cameroon, Pope Benedict will meet with President Biya, along with Muslim leaders and those helping the physically disabled. The Archbishop of Douala, Cardinal Christian Toumi, says the Pope will reinforce the Church's role in transforming society.
He's coming as a spiritual leader. He's not coming as an agent of development. If the spiritual life of our country is not what it should be, we shall never progress materially.
Cardinal Toumi says the Pope's meeting with Catholic leaders from 52 African nations to prepare for a synod at the Vatican in October begins a period of reflection about living reconciled in justice and peace on a continent damaged by conflict and injustice. Security forces destroyed several dozen market stalls in Yaoundé as part of what state radio called a process of embellishing the city in preparation for the Pope's visit. Photographs of President Biya and Pope Benedict appear together on a downtown billboard with the words, "A Perfect Communion." Reverend Antoine Depadou Choanang is Secretary General of the International Catholic Union of the Press. He says the papal visit is not an endorsement of the Biya government.
Some people have been saying that it is some sort of acknowledgement of the achievement of Cameroon. I think that we have to be clear. He's coming to pay a visit to the bishops of Africa who are assembling in Yaoundé. Even if he doesn't speak clearly against this, against that, as a religious leader, he's coming to bring us the love of God.
More than 100,000 people are expected for Pope Benedict's open-air mass Thursday at Ahamadou Ahidjo Stadium. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.